Blog Talk Radio.
Today is the last Sunday in July. Can you believe that? I cannot. I'm your host, Rebecca Lynn Norrington, and I want to thank you and welcome you to the show today. Ooh-wee. This show, Reality Spirituality, is something. In fact, in August, it's going to be 4 years since Reality Spirituality has been live on the air. That is unbelievable. And if you listened, well, who knows if you listened to me years and years and years ago, I started this show and I couldn't put two sentences together. It was so funny because it was just so hard for me just to speak. If I had callers, that was great. If I don't have callers, I was in a panic. And what happens with everything else, with anything in life, in the beginning, it's always a little rusty. It's always new. It's always uncomfortable. In the beginning, when you start anything brand new and it's a learning experience. All it takes is practice, daily practice, weekly practice, some form of practice. And I'm here to say that practicing being on the air live with you, with me, with sometimes no callers, has really taken me to a place where I can talk if one person is listening, if no one is listening. And that's the key with this life. My show, Reality Spirituality, is about how to experience more happiness in your life, how to experience more happiness on this journey. And what is happiness anyway, the definition of happiness? What is that? Well, for my new listeners, let me just stop and explain a few things. Reality Spirituality is not a religion. It's just a guideline to living connected to the universe, connected to the powerful life force, connected to the source energy, connected to spirit, whatever you want, connected to God, whatever you want to call it. This show is about how to live connected, how to live consciously. And when you are conscious, when you are aware, when you are able to witness what you are experiencing in every moment, without judgment, without labels, then what happens is, and because I've been practicing for a long time now, what happens is, not that life doesn't throw you curveballs, not that there aren't any challenges, but your foundation and what you know to be the truth, what you know to be true more than anything else, is that you are on this journey, this unique journey. You, my dear audience, you, that person in the mirror, you are here on this journey, and your journey is different from anyone else's. And so because it's different, and because it's unique, and because it's special, and because it's you, you know, I say we're as different as our fingerprints, because it's you have the freedom to either, you have the freedom to choose how you want to experience, this journey, this thing we call life. And what does that mean, you have a choice? control? What do we have control over? By the way, you can call in and to ask me any question. It's called Ask Rebecca Anything, and feel free to call in. The number is 646-564-9619. Again, 646-564-9619. You can choose how you want to perceive whatever is going on in your life. Now, it's really an unlearning of what we learned as a child. When I was, you know, very, very young, I just grew up in an environment where my parents tended to point out all the things that were wrong. I even remember getting really good grades in grammar school and high school, and if it was a B, if I got a B or a B plus, it was always, why wasn't it an A? If it was a C, if I got a C on any subject, I was really in hot water, because according to both of my parents, I could always do better. And I'm laughing because who knows, maybe I could have always done better. But when I did bring home C's, I'm telling you, it was very stressful. It was anxiety. It was, I remember just, there was no easy sense, easy feeling. I was never relaxed ever bringing home a report card unless it was all A's. And my dear audience, I remember in junior high is either 10th grade, no, that's high school, junior high, it was 9th grade, 8th, 9th, it was either 8th or 9th grade. I remember bringing home, we would get a report card. I would go to a private school just for a couple of years in my life, and we would get a report card every month. How you like them apples? A report card every single month. And I remember the last few months of one particular semester. I believe I was in the 8th grade. And the last 4 months, I got straight A's. However, well, actually, 1 month I got straight A's and one B plus, and that was like, what? Why didn't you get all A's? And the second month I got all A's, but then down on the bottom of the report card, you know it, how it has satisfactory or your conduct. You know, there was no grade for conduct. It was either satisfactory, excellent, or unsatisfactory. So the A's in that department, in that specific area would be excellent, would be E. And I remember getting E's and then S for satisfactory. And again, it was the same thing. If you got a satisfactory, why didn't you get an excellent? So I grew up with this mentality or these thoughts that I'm never doing enough. I could always do more. I could always be better. And just, if it wasn't all A's, it wasn't that good. There was no celebration. There was no there was no satisfaction in all A's and one B plus. Can you imagine? So I grew up with this one of many personal challenges that I had that I really eventually had to shed and had to really eliminate, because I got to a point in my life where nothing was, I was never satisfied because there was always something I could look on, something I could focus on that was wrong, something that could have been better, could have been improved on. And now I'm telling you that, and I was very critical of myself and of others. I have to say that finally, after all these years of course, wanting and looking for and searching for and wanting to feel happy all of the time, feel happy, feel content, feel at peace all of the time, I have to say that I had to let go of criticizing myself. And I found that I was actually addicted to. That's right, addicted, like chemically addicted, emotionally addicted, mentally addicted to not being satisfied, being very critical, looking at what I did, what I quote unquote accomplished, and always saying that's not enough. So now in my life, which is right now, I've got to a point where I've had to let all of that pressure, because it is pressure, a form of pressure, I had to let all of that pressure go. Why? Because I cannot feel content and satisfied looking at whatever I've done the last, even in a day or a week or a month, what I've quote accomplished. The pressure, I cannot feel that. That pressure doesn't feel good to me anymore. It doesn't serve me anymore. Quite frankly, it never did, but it got me to this point where I have to give myself, and I'm asking you to do the same with yourself, is a straight A plus. Everything you do, everything you don't do, everything you encounter, however you react or don't react, can you please, audience, give yourselves an A plus? Can you get to a point where, aren't you tired of looking in the mirror and finding something wrong or something that needs to be improved? Or maybe you think you are blocked, or maybe you're getting in your own way. It's no to all of those. You have never, ever, ever been blocked. You're never getting in your own way. Everything that is happening, everything that has happened, is part of a beautiful, designed, divine plan. You have done nothing, because let me just say this. If the universe wanted something to happen in my life, you can better believe that it is going to happen. And if the universe, in other words, signs off on it, and if the universe doesn't sign off in anything, let's say this. Let me think of an example. I'll just give you me for an example. Of course, talking about me. If the universe wanted me to have a television show on the OWN network, or quite frankly, any network, guess what? Do you think that I would get in the way of that happening? If the universe didn't want or didn't sign off on a television show on any kind of network, guess what? That wouldn't happen. How much control do we really have over what happens? And see, I used to think, I've had a conversation with my son. Also, I used to think that, like a lot of what I've heard, work hard, action, action. You got to do, you got to put into action, put a plan, a goal, set goals and act every single day. And now, listen, if that's what you want to do, you want to set goals, you want to work at it, you want to grind through it, if that's what you want, I got one hand up in the air, go for it, work for it, do what you feel inspired to do. But let me share with you what I am going to be doing and what I have been doing for the last couple of years. Every single day, yeah, I write a list of things to do. And if it has something to do with business meaning, if I have a deadline, say I'm writing a book and I have a deadline with my publisher that they want the manuscript by a certain day. Yes, of course, I'm going to get that done. And if I'm getting on a plane and I have to be at the airport at 9 a.m., of course, I'm going to get there. Of course, I'm going to be at the airport at 9 a.m. But other than that, and if I have a job and I need a job to pay bills, to pay a mortgage so I can keep my house, yes, I'm going to do that. But what if for some reason I didn't have a job? What if for some reason I was laid off from my job and I woke up tomorrow morning with no job? The bottom line is this. I am willing. I have surrendered to whatever plan the universe has for me. I have given up trying, and yes, I said trying, and I mean trying really, really hard to make something happen. Because I don't care if I'm up 24 hours a day spinning my wheels on the internet, searching, adding to social media, getting my 100 interviews in 1 week. If the universe doesn't want me to, let's just say this, if the universe's plan isn't the same as my plan, guess who's going to win? Guess who's going to win out? Guess who's going to get their way? I had to give up this, I know what I want, I planned out, because quite frankly, one of my biggest things, which I didn't even realize till a few weeks ago, you know, of course, having expectations, not having expectations of other people, easy. That's easy breezy for me. But having expectations of my life and how my life is, quote, supposed to turn out and what is supposed to happen in my life, quite frankly, I am letting go of that too. I don't know, and now I'm at a point where I don't care. It's a whatever. It's a total whatever. Whatever, universe. And now my job is to really engage and embrace every moment that I'm experiencing. See, I used to place a value on, say I had a television show. That would be way, way up there in the valuing. And, oh, yeah, that's the greatest. That's one of the greatest things that could happen. Now, what about sitting at home, reading or writing, falling asleep in a chair, having a little nap, getting up, writing a little bit more, and now all of a sudden the day's gone? Is that a fabulous day too? What about not even writing, just sitting in a chair, maybe watching TV or maybe not watching TV? Hey, how about this? Playing solitaire on my phone. How about that? What if I did that all day? I'm wrapping my little head around everything that I experience, everything that happens, every moment, whether I'm playing a video game or a game on my phone, to if I'm taking a walk around the block, to if I'm washing dishes, to if I'm going to get two tires for my car. Honestly, audience, everything has to be, I've decided, I've chosen to make everything that I do a special occasion. Everything that I do, everything that I experience through the whole day, going to the grocery store, finding a parking space, finding a penny on the ground, having a conversation with a stranger, smiling at a stranger, connecting with a stranger, all of it. What else? Taking out the trash. That's what I did this morning. Wrapped up the trash, took it out, put it in the garbage bin. What a great experience. What a great time. What a great moment. And that's what I've asked the universe for. How do I choose to perceive every single moment like it is the 4th of July, like it is a holiday, like it is a special occasion, like it is New Year's Eve, New Year's Day, Christmas, Thanksgiving, all of those holidays. You know that feeling of anticipation and excitement you get? That's what I've asked for. How do I experience, perceive every moment until the last moment as if it was a trip to Disneyland? And that's how I want, and that's how I am intending to, and that's how I am asking the universe for assistance with that. I'm not asking them to send me more money or send me more opportunities, but I'm asking to experience every moment, the ups, the not so ups, as it was a holiday. Every day, a holiday. And that's what I want to leave you with. I know we don't have any callers today, and that's okay. Sometimes there's tons and tons of callers, and sometimes there's not. And today there's actually two callers, but no one wants to get on air with me live, which is all good too. So if that's the case, I'm going to wrap up today's show. But that's the message today. The message is I don't have any control over what happens, but I do want to be able to feel. I want to be able to experience each moment just as if it was a holiday. It was a special moment. It was Disneyland. It is Disneyland. It is a vacation. It's fireworks. It's all that. Reality Spirituality is heard every Saturday and Sunday at 7 a.m. You can go to my website at RebeccaNorrington.com, RebeccaNorrington.com, and click on the free session I'm offering for a limited time, a free 30-minute session. Also, go to Facebook and like Reality Spirituality's Facebook page. Follow me on Twitter at RL Norrington, and I want to remind you who you are. You are a physical extension of the universe. You're always evolving and you're always changing. Oh, I have a caller. Here we go. Live on Reality Spirituality. Hello, area code 515. What's your first name?
Jen.
Jen?
Yes.
Hi, Jen. Welcome to the show. What's
Hi.
Going on?
Are you taking questions?
Yes, I am taking questions. This is Ask Rebecca Anything. Yes.
Okay. Well, just wondering, kind of in a crossroads, not sure if I should stay or go, if there's any benefits to staying or benefits to moving.
Okay, now are you talking about moving locations, like moving where you're living or moving jobs?
Both.
Okay. Perfect. I'm glad you called. Now, one of the things that I like to share, I don't know if you've listened before, but one of the things I like to share with my listeners is, because you, my dear Jen, you have this intuition. I'm not the only one with intuition and or inspiration. So I want to ask you, and because we're going to use this for the rest of your life. So I want to ask you, do you ever use your intuition, or do you find yourself just trying to think something out or analyze or you know, think it out, think the problem out?
Both. I tend to be a little intuitive. You know, I have dreams, you know, that gut feeling. Mm-hmm. I look for signs. And with some things, it goes both ways. I could go either way, confused.
Mm-hmm. Well, this is one of the things. Now, if you said you're intuitive, then you already know exactly what I'm talking about. Some people don't even understand the intuitive or the inspiration. So you already know the difference. So what I'm feeling is more trusting to trust more your intuition and to quiet that analytical voice. That voice that tries to figure out, okay, is this, like you said, this has same benefits, this has same benefits, this has more benefits, this has less benefits. Sometimes that could get exhausting, at least for me. I remember when I used to do that, I would just go around and around and around in a circle for a long time. Do you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So it's time to, and that around and around in a circle is related to, you ready for this?
Yes.
It's related to the ego.
Okay.
And the ego, and I'm not hating on the ego, because we don't want to hate on the ego, because the ego is there for a reason. And I always like to say that the ego is there for a reason to make sure that when I walk out of the house, you know, my hair is combed, my teeth are brushed, I have clothes on that match. I'm not wearing plaids and paisleys. Well, actually, plaids and paisleys are probably good today. But so the ego has a specific job and a specific duty. But it definitely, the ego is not qualified to choose, for me anyway, I'm just going to speak for myself, it's not qualified to choose something that my intuition, in other words, it's my intuition's job or my inspiration's job. It's just not. They don't have the same qualifications. And just like, uh-huh. And I say that the ego is like a five-year-old child. I've said that before, a five-year-old child, and I would not put a five-year-old behind the wheel. With all that said, because this having a decision to make happens all throughout my life, your life, everybody's lives. It's something that if you're going to have it once, you're going to have it again, correct? You follow me?
Uh-huh. Yep.
So with that said, then I would like not only you but the audience to start practicing and using the intuition more. And how do we do that? How do we do that? Well, it's just really easy exercises every day. How am I feeling? Can you give me, you said both. So can you really take a couple of deep breaths, and which one feels more like a fit for your soul? Feels. So no thinking. Which one feels?
Okay.
Breath.
Staying here feels comfortable. I'm just wondering if I'm missing an opportunity if I stay.
Mm. Okay, so see, now you're going back into your analytical.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, see, when you went to missed opportunity, that's all ego. The ego's job, let me just say, and we're gonna answer your question before I hang up, mm-hmm. I promise. But see, the ego always throws in but I might be missing an opportunity, or I'm not making the right decision. And I have to say, yep, that there is no such thing as an opportunity that is missed. None. Zero. Even though the ego wants us to believe, oh, I should have, I could have, I didn't, there's no such thing as a missed opportunity. You're on your path. But getting back to making that decision, and you're saying feeling comfortable, that's the ego too.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really about shedding all of this ego when we want to make a decision, and how do we feel? What are our feelings? What are our feelings taking us to? Guiding us to?
Okay.
Now, again, whatever happens, is supposed to happen. Whether you stay, you're supposed to stay. Whether you go, you're supposed to go. How is your trust level?
Not very high.
So see, it's really not about making the decision between the two jobs. It's really about trusting and using your intuition. It's really about that trust, blind trust in the universe, and letting go of quote trying to control.
Mm-hmm. And I have been feeling like that lately. But just things have happened that have opened the door to possibilities. So it makes me think, is this the path I'm supposed to be taking? So.
Right. Okay, so doors
like
are
divine
open.
Divine timing.
Right, I get it. So doors are open and you're trying to figure out which is the path that, quote, you should take. Mm-hmm. And I'm still here to say that this is your circumstance is a lesson in disguise. The universe is setting this up, okay, offering you two jobs. Now you have to make a decision. Now you have to choose. And in reality, what the universe is exposing, my dear Jen, is that you need to trust more.
Okay.
It's never about what we think it is. Okay, now we have two jobs. It's really about the universe wanting you just to trust more in your life, trust more in future moments, surrender more, let go of control more, use your intuition more. Do you see how they do that? They're just very tricky. Very tricky. Is that helping at all?
Yes. I had been feeling that way, you know, but now it's kind of wavering.
Feeling which way?
Of what path I should take.
Are you open to trusting more and allowing the universe just to guide you without you having to do anything?
I may need to go back to thinking that way. Feeling that way.
Mm-hmm. Let me throw this word out. No, not may go back to that way. That's exactly what you have to go.
Just trust everything happens for a reason.
Yes, and trust that everything is unfolding perfectly. And also, this is the cherry. Now, I threw a lot of stuff at you, but this is the cherry. Because what happens with me is when I'm back and forth and back and forth, I actually don't do the back and forth anymore because I've practiced the whole trusting and I'm just throwing up and giving up that I don't have any control over this and the universe is in charge. But before that happened, hold on a second. Can you believe I lost my train of thought? Hold on. I did. I lost my train of thought. Let's see. Hold on. Trust. Okay. Got it. Woo. Okay. Before that happened, what I would do, Jen, is just ask for help. You are not here alone. You have the entity, you have the universe, you have this energy, you have me, but you're not here alone. Especially ask the universe, how do I trust more? How can I trust more? How do I give up control? How do I allow you, talking to the universe, to drive? How do I surrender? Always ask those how do I questions. And then you will receive answers.
Okay.
So when you find yourself trying to figure it out, what's the path, you automatically know that you are allowing the ego to be in charge, the ego to have the power. And
okay.
we want the universe. We want you to rely on the power of the universe.
Okay.
So what are the questions you're going to ask?
No, I think that's it.
Oh, okay. Okay, yeah. So it's and so let me say this, back to the job. Number one, what do we know? We know that whatever way happens is going to be the best path. New job or staying, same job. Another thing that I would like you to think about is when something happens and it's over and it's done, say you choose what the universe inspires you to make a choice, it's over, it's done, then that's over. There's no looking back regretting, oh, if this would have happened, if I'd have stayed here, if I would have moved, and then there's no looking back. There's
mm-hmm.
only this moment.
Okay.
Yeah, there's no regrets. I remember years and years and years ago, there were two opportunities when I could have purchased property, a home, and I would have made a lot of money reselling the house. And on both times, I didn't do it. And for whatever reasons that I thought, one that my father didn't advise it. The second reason was I was too scared to do it. But looking back and having regrets, because I used to have regrets for years. Oh, I should have, I could have, why didn't I? And then come to find out that wasn't the path I was, that wasn't the path I was supposed to be on. Simple.
Okay.
Did I help you at all?
Yes. I should go back to the way I was thinking earlier. Yes. Thank you.
You're welcome, sweetie. Call anytime. I really appreciate your call. It was really important and very, very good. Good issues, good challenges, and good lessons for all of my audience. Thank you.
Yes. Thank you.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye. Ooh, what a great call. What a great call. What a great call. Where was I? I know where I was. I was actually closing out the show. But it's funny because, whenever I get callers that really have that want to talk and want to share, and she had been waiting for a while, and finally, after I was going to close the show down, and that's the end of the show, decided to talk, then that's what happens. It's all a flow. It's in other words, no plans, no preferences, no preferences is really a big one. I prefer, really, no preferences to anything, just every moment is the 4th of July. How's that? Let me end it on that. So remember, you are a physical extension of the universe. You're always changing. You're always growing. Love is patient and love is kind. Be patient and be kind to yourself. Be your own best friend. Remember, you cannot have a happy ending to an unhappy journey. Let's connect again next week. You've been listening to Reality Spirituality with Rebecca Lynn Norrington. Thank you so much for listening. Tell your friends, tell your friends.
Yeah,
oh, it's time
yeah,
to get real.
Yeah,
oh, yeah.
Reality Spirituality.
It's a new experience.
Reality Spirituality.
Yeah, keep your ears open for this one.
Reality.